Captain.
With a completed key, we should be able to travel between dimensions marked permanently. You listening, Leto?
Just thinking about shoving my nose up that lovely asshole of yours.
Leto, come on, this isn't playtime. This is escape from Kaloon time. The broken key we found allowed us to travel back to Scritch City. From there, we found a completed key, and we should be able to open a more permanent door out of Kaloon.
Sounds like a lot of exposition through dialogue, Captain. How about we round down the last hours here with some butt-licking?
Leto, why are you transparent?
Captain, where'd you go? I'm all alone. Horny. I'll starve without you.
What the fuck is happening?
So hungry. Need come.
Can you even hear me, Leto?
Yeah. Can I lick your asshole, Captain?
Leto!
What the? Leto? What the hell are you?
Sexy bunny cum. That's fine too.
You can't just.
Are you me? I think so. I think I'm going crazy, but I kinda like it. Wanna suck each other off? Yeah. I could get used to this.
Leto, come back here!
Thing most people don't understand about dimensional travel is that it's unstable at the best of days and outright impossible at the worst. And even if you do accomplish it, the ramifications to your sanity can extend both ways in time. Perceptions can become skewed. The properties of Hedonian crystal have yet to be properly explained outside of its own dimension. You are not a lust bearer. Therefore, how could you have possibly made this work the way you expected it to? So, you got any questions?
Where am I?
Good one. Well, you are here.
And who are you?
My name's Surly. I'm just an old goat. And I'm also God.